we look at the history of the United States, we see that our greatest revivals, the most impressive ones in our country's history, were produced through the sovereignty of God by people who were committed to the doctrines of grace. The first Great Awakening in 1740, 1730s and 40s with Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield were remarkable outpourings of God's grace. And they were outpourings of God's revival by people who proclaimed the doctrines of grace.
You know, the standard knock on Calvinism is that it undermines the reason for evangelism, that if God has already chosen men, there's no reason to evangelize. But the fact is, the greatest evangelists in the history of the church have, for the most part, been Calvinists. George Whitefield, certainly one of the greatest evangelists in the whole history of the church, and one of the founders of America, really, a Calvinist, who led a huge number of people to Jesus, and others have been as well. So the reality is that a man's more likely to preach the gospel when he knows that God has already sovereignly chosen to make him a success at his efforts than he is if it's just based on human will.
Not only does Calvinism, with its high view of God, demand that we obey the Lord and take the gospel to the world, it also guarantees our success in the enterprise. Because we know that He has ordained that His elect, those that will believe, will be saved through the foolishness of preaching, confidence that as we obey the Lord in both prayer and proclamation,
His word turn void, but it shall accomplish what He pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing for which He sent it.
Now on to the second question. In light of these truths, how and to whom should we present the gospel? The answer to the second part of that question is really quite easy. We're to be ready instant, in season, and out of season. Gospel to everyone we meet, or as Jesus put it,
go into all the world, gospel to every creature.
At this point, the Arminian will often ask, creature, if God is only going to save His elect, why waste your time sharing with people appointed unto salvation? Well, quite simply, God doesn't tell us who the elect are.
Why preach the gospel to every creature if only the elect are going to respond? There are two answers. First of all, it is part of the indictment against that the gospel is preached to them and they don't respond, number one. And number two, part of the gospel is a leavening effect in the culture as a whole. So even unsaved men are affected by the gospel that seeps into their lives.
He came to Charles Spurgeon and said, if I believe like you, Mr. Spurgeon, that God saves some and pass by others, I give up preaching.
To this Spurgeon replied, God has called His word, and if I knew that all the elect had a yellow stripe painted down their backs, then I would give up preaching the up shirt tails. We don't know who the elect are, and so instead be all things to all men, so that by all means some, meaning the elect, might be saved.